My dear friends, this is Dominic Sola, Christ Intervention Ministries. Love being with you. Thank you for tuning me in. There's a lot happening today, and so much of it's good. I guess that's because I see through the eyes of Jesus. I see what He's doing. I see what the Holy Spirit's doing. I see what Abba Father's doing. God flips everything. He flips all the negative to positive throughout the Bible. When it seems impossible, God makes it possible. God gives hope where there's no hope. He gives courage where there's fear. He gives peace where there's anxiety. And I go on and on and on. He gives us a reason to get out of bed. I can remember when I was a young man during the summers between the school years, I would lay there and have really no reason to get out of bed early in the morning. Maybe every young person's like that. The bed felt so comfortable. I was like burnt out from the school year. I realized today it was all the anxiety I probably walked in through the school year. I wasn't developed socially. I wasn't in the main group of the school, and I wasn't in the elite of the school. I was actually the class clown of the school. And I guess I still am the class clown. God took that survival gift and turned it into something to bless people. Blesses me. Nobody laughs at my jokes. At least I laugh at my jokes. It's how He took Paul and Peter and Esther and took part of their life and brought it into the new life. It's amazing. Took the good, left the bad behind, left the old nature behind. There's a new place for you if you're not in there yet. It's called the kingdom of God. The kingdom can come inside of us when we ask Jesus Christ to be a savior, to be our savior. A whole life will change. Oh my. The things you couldn't do, you now can do. The things that seemed impossible are now possible. Things that happen every day you realize are divine. What a new life to live in. I just have the feeling this is a prophetic message for somebody who turned this on today. God said there's more than one person. You turned this on, and you're looking for direction. I would love to have you have the Holy Ghost compass. You need a spiritual compass that Jesus gives us. This world is going darker by the moment, and more evil by the moment. But when you step into the kingdom world with Jesus Christ as your Savior, you'll see a whole new thing happening. It's incredible. It's really beyond words. 1 Corinthians 2:14 talks about that. It says in the Bible, the man without the Spirit, in other words, the man who's not given his life to Jesus Christ, cannot receive the revelations that come from the Spirit of God. Now, I meet a lot of religious people who cannot receive the revelations from God. It's amazing. They read the Bible, they go to church, and they third, fourth generation religion, and they can't receive the revelations from God. I want you to be able to receive the revelations from God. Why? You ask me. Because I want the revelation of who God made you to be. I want you to have the revelation that God has a plan for you. And it's for your good, not to hurt you. I want you to have a revelation of how much God loves you and cares about you. I want you to have a revelation about the Spirit of God coming to live inside of you. Yes, I want you to walk this path and this journey. Your life will be so blessed. Favor you'll find with man and favor with God. It's an incredible journey. Is there some rough spots? The rough spots are strange spots. They're the dumping of the old, and that's what hurts a lot of times. We look in a mirror and we see who we really are. The facade is gone. The Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, reveals to us our hurts, our pains, and our character flaws. And then we take another step and God shows us who we are in Him. Who we are in the Alpha, the Omega, and the beginning and the end. And at that moment, the tears run down our face, and we realize why God created us, what He created us for, and what He created us to do. That's what I want for you. I love you. God bless you. This is Dominic Sola. You can email me at goodnews@gate.net, goodnews@gate.net. Look for me on Facebook. God bless.